بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The most important thing is consistency. Consistency is very important. When a person does anything, he has to be consistent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna al-taqwa wa al-taqwa." When you say Rabbun Allah, my Rabb is Allah, the meaning of that in Afum is the calm, that you must stay firm on that. You have to be very firm on that, not for today, the Akhir, right the day of Akhir, right the day you live in this world. To live in this world, you have to have that consistency that Allah is my Rabb. Just to say Allah is my Rabb is not everything. To make sure that he is free from all shirk. There must be no such thing as shirk in our life. But what is the meaning of shirk? The meaning of shirk is this much. To be a great partner of Allah Ta'ala. You read namaz for show. You suppose read namaz for Allah Ta'ala. Then why is it you read namaz for that person who praises you? What's the reason for you to read namaz that you want someone to call you something? Then that's not istiqa, that's not istiqa. Your namaz is supposed to be like Allah said. Then why is it that you do not enjoy the namaz with deep adam? That's also shirk. I'm not getting that conditioning me in namaz, that condition, that enjoyment. Today I did not enjoy my namaz. So you don't enjoy the namaz, you get the namaz. So when you enjoy the namaz, you make namaz. So in that namaz is not shirk in what it is. Because the condition with you and I is supposed to be is to come, I mean, in any way Allah will keep you in. That condition all come, you not bring it, come on your own. If you bring in condition, you can talk about it. Any condition that you are facing, experiencing, is not coming with you, you cannot breathe. And you cannot breathe, sometimes you want to breathe, it will not come to. So istiqamah is this one that will not commit shirk of any kind. Any kind. Now we cannot leave that stage of the buzugana thing. There is something else. That Musan, that Buzrug that was there, that moment, you know, when he drank that milk. And he said the milk caused the pain. Now you can't become that condition, you're not in that condition at all. Because when you came in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what you brought, sir, brought Tawheed. I brought Tawheed. Tawheed, what the meaning of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, that everything happened with His permission, nothing happened with God's permission. If you got this, that everything happened with His permission, then you know this much that you will not complain at all. If you know it's coming with His permission, you will not have one enemy also. Because everything you got in your mind that is set is happening with the will of Allah. You won't put point of finger at anyone else. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you for tawheed, you forgot the milk of the night of the milk. In other words, when your head is stomach aches, the milk quality. So this is what we have to be very strong enough to become. Many of us who read namaz, we enjoy namaz. We don't read namaz, we read Quran also. When you're reading Quran in a time, the enjoyment you're getting there, that feeling that you're getting there, the next is I'm not getting that feeling. But when you've got a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be no feeling. There must be only one thing that I want to keep him happy. And the only way to keep him happy that he's keeping me in this condition, I'm happy with that. When this condition in your face would at the moment that you know leaving namaz, you're sitting, you're getting so many all kinds of thoughts coming in your mind. Everything is happening. And you cannot push it through. You cannot push your thoughts because the thoughts came on its own. If you try to push your thoughts away from you, it can never go, it can get worse. Because interfering with that, how it can go on its own. That's why the only thing that you must do is don't worry, I'm accountable. You see, when a person walks in the street, when you receive a phone call, the street is full of dirt, mess, everything is there. Full of mess. The drunkard walking, good, bad. And then you're walking there, but you've got a phone call coming, you've got the phone in your hand, you're speaking to the man. You mind the phone. You forgot all the dirt and mess, everything. All the mess is there, but you forgot about it because you got the phone, you're talking, and it's a very important call too. So engrossed you are, you forget to walk on dirt also. So likewise, mind of a man is of same kind. All those dirt and everything comes, you do your work, you don't worry the dirt. Why should you worry when the dirt is not troubling you? So in namaz also, in namaz, if the mind is on one side, with Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. And they say, when you read namaz, you look at the sajda place, try not to blink also. Just the concentration Allah is looking at. Thereafter, you mustn't worry about all the thoughts coming. Let it come. You will do your work. You have not problem, I have not problem. So you will do your namaz. So when you read namaz that way, any other thing, you read Quran also. So in that way, what will happen? That you will not become lazy. Because now you know this, but these things are coming to me, but Allah Ta'ala wants me to read, let me speak to Him. All this is coming, and they're not important to me, honestly. That's called mujahida. One is you enjoy reading namaz, you enjoy reading Quran, you enjoy making zikr, you're making all those things, enjoying the thing there. In that, this is the possibility that this scholarship will be there. Possibility. And one is not enjoying at all, not enjoying, but you're still reading Quran, you're still making zikr, you're making everything really, you're still continuing. That Allah has said, look, my banda will be there. Look at my banda, my servant, that he's in this condition, but he's not leaving me. He's still working, he's continuing. This is exactly what we're supposed to be doing every evening. That every ibadah, namaz also the same. When you read namaz, do not want to run to it. Don't run away from namaz. Read namaz, go. Call it. The thoughts come, then it comes, it will not be there. Remember one thing, when the thoughts come and you entertain those thoughts, that you're making a matter worse for yourself. But if the thoughts come, you don't worry about it, you carry on reading Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, everything reading continuous steps. Quran reading the same thing, zikr everything. Sometimes you make a zikr, all kind of thoughts come to you. So much thoughts come, let me leave it. Shaitan bichar, hope you have aapka, but don't leave it, not get it. That is the time you see this, but I must do now. The more you begin to do at that time, you become more strong at that time, the whole thing becomes weak after that. You become strong. But if you leave it, then you say, well, I won, you lost. But remember one thing, namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given concession for namaz and safar and everything. Sometimes in sickness also you get marked to namaz, certain things. One thing you're not forgiven, no more maaf for that zikr. What? Every moment, everywhere, zikr has to be made. Zikr? Because it's so important, this zikr is very, very important. And the more zikr you that you make, but only zikr may be fikr also. Zikr may be fikr. The fikr must be there. And with the second body important body is that. Just to shed tears, not a big thing. Mahasaya said, you're not nothing. Just to shed tears, not everything. More important, humility, humble. Very important, humility, humble. When making zikr, humility, humble, Allah Ta'ala looking at me. That person will call himself a zakir. Then he had to have faith and humility in me. Doesn't see. Just need to shed tears, not to be. Some people cannot cry, but the heart is crying. Some people do not cry with tears, but the heart is crying. That is something else. But the tears, blood, builds it up. So they say, shed tears. So those people, how Allah Ta'ala consoles them when they continuously make zikr and they don't want to make zikr. They feel lazy, but they're still making zikr now, not doing it. Remember one thing in the zikr that we make. It's so important at all times, whether it be namaz, whether it be Quran, whether it be zikr. Don't ever at any time leave it without any valid reason. Continue doing that thing. No matter how, this is one of the things what in suluk is very important, the suluk. That if you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want Allah Ta'ala to hold you, if you want Allah Ta'ala to love you, please be there. With fikr, with humility. With humility. There must be no other motive for becoming. Just like a person in namaz. He mustn't think I'm going to read namaz because I'm sick, I'll come back. For God and mercy. My business is very bad now that you go to read namaz and put them inside. No, whether your business is bad, nothing, that but nothing will happen. You read your namaz. So this life is too difficult all the time. So this is that we all know this much. That when a person will become very close and love making zikr all the time, then Allah consoles him, comforts him. Consoles him, comforts him. Allah, if only you know how much Allah comforts you. If you only know how Allah comforts you and consoles you, you will not forget your zikr. And the message that he gives you, what the message you give? Anna jalisun. That message is given to your heart. He gives you that message in your heart, this Anna jalisun manakar. That person opened the Quran with this, that he knows the real Quran, Allah is with him. What will he do? Will he read the Quran? He'll continue reading the Quran. That person will come to the masjid and he sits down before Salah and he makes let me zikr. And with this intention, Allah said, Allah is sitting by me, consoling me, comforting me. His attention is good. One is, you know, that we all know Allah is omnipresent. Allah is present everywhere. We know that much. We know that Allah is present everywhere. That present everywhere is something else. And this present is something else. If you want to be among the people, mass is something else. And if you want to be among the people, special is something else. So every day Allah be omnipresent, but the time this what we're talking about is we know this very carefully. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night in the early part, the last part of the night, it comes to the sun. And he's there waiting for us to say something, to talk to him, and all that. So that you make the zikr that time, that zikr is something else too. As it is, a special relationship. A special relationship. That's a special relationship. Everyone is sleeping. But you are not sleeping. That's what they say even at time in his zikr all the time. The condition must come into you that your soul must become life. Soul must become alive. And your nafs must become dead. Your nafs must become dead. So much. Every moment that you're driving a car to make it zikr, you walk in a mall, you're going with your wife to make it zikr. So how much is happening to you? Tell me. You know, anantali sunnandakari amantri. Now you must know this much, that I am saying the last part of the early part of the morning, the last part of the night that you wake up, the level is there. But there were people of that kind, I'm not saying you and I, but we cannot do it, whole night is moving back. Ajayn Abdullah Rahmatullah Ali, his habit was something else, he was very thin, you know, the wind blows, he can fly into. Ajayn Abdullah was so thin, the wind can blow you into. But he had, we call it the spiritual food. You don't have to eat food. See, we eat food, but there should be other food. You do not need to pick up. So this is what it is, that the whole night, you know, he should wait in the masjid. I said, why hasn't he shown this? He sits in the masjid, he waits for the people all to go and let them ask him, everyone is gone. Little by little, they will have a little rest. Who will make him make it up? But now you heard this speak by me, don't be pleased. I'm begging you, don't be pleased. We'll forget the Holy Fajr Namaz. Leave alone the person. We are so weak, my Hazrat saying, we are so weak. My Hazrat giving us this, he said, what happened now before Subah Sadiq? He's saying so nicely, half an hour before Subah Sadiq means, you know what, how easy it is. Only half an hour that you have to go and release yourself, make wudu, everything. Come as a master for you. This is what you call a sheikh. Give you that encouragement, the temptation to do more. To continue doing it. So Haji Imran, that was his condition. All the time. So when it comes to not needed, because it's very important. Allah is coming. You will know something, you stimulate, you become demand, you do all the ibadah they do. Allah does not need us. We need Allah. Remember this much. Allah Ta'ala does not need us. We are needing of His Ghani. If He say, I'm sitting by you, you must be lucky in saying, I'm sitting by you. As I tell you, we need Him. We need Him. But go and read. Prepare yourself. Like a father in law. He tells the son very nicely. If you do this work, I'll give you this thing. Yeah. Now they know the son will do that thing. Get what you give. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same thing to you. Make the secret, then I'll give you. This is what is doing. Nothing is. The Hazrat began to say, the Mujahideen, oh Saliqeen, Mujahideen, Muhajireen. He's speaking in the Majlis, he says, oh Saliqeen. Saliqeen means you are a solo Saliq, means you are local Allah Ta'ala. Mujahideen, what is it? Mujahideen, you must be in jihad all the time. You must understand, when you're taking the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything must be according that you are what a Saliqeen you are. Mujahideen, yeah. Mujahid, what does it mean the Mujahid? Ab nafkar Mujahid. Ab nafkar? You fight with your nafs to make sure that you not become a slave of your nafs. Your nafs will become a slave of you. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, will be important. You remember one thing, keep your nafs far from you. There is something else. There is anything. So my husband speaking, he says, how nice he says, Saliqeen, Mujahideen, Muhajireen. What's the meaning of that? Saliqeen means you are road to Salah. Mujahideen, you are jihad. Are you making jihad or not? Are you making jihad or not? When you wake up in the morning, you make fijr namaz, leave so well, leave jihad, tahajjud, well, why? The moment eyes open, you not open the eyes, someone wake you up to make fijr namaz, you go to the masjid. You make jihad not. Atma par jihad karo. That's all. Make jihad in your nafs. You got the time to read namaz, you're making jihad, you go to masjid now. You got the time to make zikr, you've been told to make this mamulat. Did you make your mamulat or not? So how important it is that one is going on. Saliki, Mujahideen, Muhajireen, what Muhajireen here in names they are? You make hijrat. Why the date of hijrat is gone? Hajim Dabullah Rahmatullah Ali, he is one of his biggest Khalifas. He will come so much to make jihad in the Muhajir, even Makkah from India. You might want to make hijrat. He said in this madad, no, no, you know, inshallah, make istikhara. But munasib, wherever you are staying, where you are. But he said, hijrat of what you will make? Hijrat of all of bad qualities. All your hijrah. You've got pride in you, make hijrah of that. You've got anger in you, make hijrah of that. This anger you have in you, take, make hijrah of that. That is what you call hijrah. That's why when they say, when you're making zikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, the Muslim La, you see, akhlaq razila, this is called akhlaq razila in India, or la tikira ila. Illa Allah means Allah Ta'ala puts akhlaq hamida. So hijrat is a music, la ilaha illallah, all akhlaq razila. What akhlaq razila? Pride, greed, love of the world, jealousy, malice. Mahazar said one time, with all that in your body, you said, Lalim from the masjid. Mahazar was saying this, Allah Ta'ala, it is in the military's grace that He allowed you with all that, whatever you got in you, He said, Allah from the masjid. Whereas we are supposed to come to the masjid completely pure. Completely pure, but that I said, we come to the masjid, the way it must be this much. That only the Allah will be. That heart, which is free from all bad qualities. So Hazrat said this much, Muhajirin. Hijrat, make hijrat out. Make hijrat. As you like to make hijrat, make this hijrat, which is more for us. It is more for us to make hijrat, although akhlaq razila, the bad qualities, you take it out of the hijrat. That's it. That's why Rasulullah says in the time of Sahaba Ikram, you go out in jihad. When they come back, he said, you have come out from jihad, as learned to jihad, as what? He did not say jihad Akbar, outside that you were in class. Now you came into jihad Akbar, more bigger jihad. Bibi ke saath bhi mamla hai. Bachcho ke saath bhi mamla hai. Har ek ke saath mamla hai. In jihad you can overlook a lot of things. When you come home, the true jihad is there. So what Hazrat says? Hazrat said very nicely, he said this much. Okay, now that you got in you, Anna Janishu, Nandakarani, Uske saath all milawe bia. Join something with the thing. But once you join that with it, then you become automatically, you become very strong. First Guruni, to mujhe yaad karo, main tumhe yaad karo. So when you make your zikr, you have this in front of you. To give you that temptation, encouragement to do more. How you can make a Mahazat is trying to show us how you can increase your mamulat with zikr, with Quran, with whatever. How to increase? Just contemplate on this thing, first room here, to mujhe yaad. Abhi Zamin Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he He gave this thing that he said, this ayat is somewhere. But Rumi. Even when he lazy to read Quran, he will have the Quran also, he lazy to read. Have this ayat in front of him. Inshallah, the birth of this ayat will be Quran. Very important. So Hazrat said that, then with this thing now is join this. Join this also with it. So that what happens, it becomes very strong. So once it becomes very strong, then automatically what happens? It becomes very, very strong, then you don't want to leave it. As I mentioned earlier, in the Ladina call Istiqamat is very important. Without istiqamat, nothing. Namaz istiqamat, zikr istiqamat, gunaw say ibadat istiqamat. To protect yourself from sins, istiqamat is very important. What do you believe that for 1 year you read namaz, uttapir, ula, and then khalas? What's the benefit for 1 month and 2 months of controlling cook? You have to control your eyes to that extent that both that love. What's the benefit that you kept away that filth, that cell phone, which is so unlawful, it's so bad and so evil that, that you, for some time you did not look at it and again. What's the meaning of it? That's why they say when you do anything, with bottom up. Without water. Remember, do not rely on your action. You cannot do nothing. Allah will stop you. Manik, water, always give Allah forgive me. Allah keep you. Every time you have to make dua. That's why two things that you know is so important and two things that without wudu you can make. One is zikr, one is dua. There's no special time for dua, all the time dua. That's why Nabi Karim Sallam told the Sahabi, make dua all the time. You do not know when the time of dua is set. So we also must learn to make dua every time that we do. Most important, not rely on actions. Shaitan relies on his actions. That's where the aim is gone. You did not do that act, Allah has made you. If you begin to think like that, then you begin not to look down on anyone. Also, you fear that Allah can take it away to God. One has to have this fear any time that and whatever I'm doing now, Khuda na kare Allah forbid, Allah must forbid. What will happen? What will happen? Many people like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahabi are fighting, one fighting in a battlefield, right in the front is fighting. The Sahaba says the Jannati. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why is good? Why? He could not bear the pain of the fight and he killed himself. So what do you learn from this thing here? You cannot rely on your action at any time. You can see a person to be the worst sinner, worst sin in the earth in sin. Until unless, no matter what, he does not look down. Do not look down at him. Because if you look at the past people, Hussein al-Layyad, Hussein al-Ali, look at the looter, leader of all the looters. Today you hear in the hadith kitab. Like there's so many other people. That one Buzuk Bichari, he was so much involved in interest to that extent that you know what, you don't talk, he should cause harm to people. Cause harm. And tell the people, I want my money now. He don't have no pity for anyone. And one day he went to the lady's house and told, I want my money now. She said, I got nothing, I just got this food for the family. He said, I want that food now. He gave the food to him. He took it home, told his wife, make the food hot. I'm preparing for Juma. While she's preparing, she tells him, what food you got? He said, blood, yeah. Blood. And when he looked at the thing, he came to realize. And the same person, when she walked in the street, the children keep far from him. Because he was so much involved in interest, riba, that people say, if we don't want him, he must touch us to that, he must respect us also. He was faithful to that. So the time when he saw this, he said, yeah, what happened now? What happened? And his eyes opened, and then he went. And he made Toba in the right way. But the question is this, but what he was about to come waiting there. Do not look down at him. Do not look down. We must never think this but we are doing everything which is thing that we have. Today we got this quality now that we are looking down at people. Don't you understand? Do not even look down at us. As I said this, but after that he said, Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat when his father is to win this thing. When he came to the end of his majlis, Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat. Give us a shock that he must give us that much, that muhabbat, that obedience to Allah Ta'ala must become firm into his command. Every command must be firm to his command. Remember one thing in the beginning I said, you have to be firm in every command. A salih must know that no such thing as picking and choosing. He follows every command of Allah. As he said this verse, Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat, must keep up with the kamat. And say that this what a thing Allah Ta'ala is showing us, I'm going to love you, I'm telling you, come closer to me. Become more closer to me. I want you to come closer to me. I want to love you. He's giving us all this kind of temptation for the increase of the power. Allah Ta'ala Amr can be appropriate in Sunnah. Allah Ma'a Inna Ra'a Dikrita wa Shukrita wa Hussain. Allah Ma'a Sina Aqibatana Kudu Mubi Kudya wa Kudya wa Kudya wa Kudya wa Fatiha wa Sina Allah. Anda wa Lihi Bid Dunya wa Al-Azim. Tawafani Muslima wa Tahi Al-Sahab. Allah Ma'a Sina Mubi Kudya wa Jannah. نعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم ثبت على الايمان وامدنا الايمان مخشوبا يوم القيامه بحرمه القران وحرمه ما في الاخره نسال الله تعالى العافيه ورحمته